Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's Monday and Tom and Laura are with you on a short work week. Happy Monday. Busy weekend? Yes.
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 Yes, absolutely. Yes. You and I hung out in Lewisburg. Mm. Then I went and walked downtown Lewisburg. Didn't go in a ton of places. It got very cold very quickly.
Yes, it did. Hats off to the crews for finally clearing the streets in Lewisburg.
Yes.
They finally got it done. Made for a miserable late shopper's night on Friday night. But at midnight, the crews came out and cleaned up Market Street. And they were doing the side streets all day Saturday. I don't know if you saw that. But little shopping for you then?
Yes, okay. Sort of checking off those last items on my list as I try to shop local this holiday season.
That's it. That's what we should all do, without a doubt. And your time spent at Alexander's, there was kind of a local twist on that, too, because they're helping local restaurants, which is very cool.
They are, which was really, really nice. Had a great time there. Looking forward, I'll be back again this weekend for the final time in 2020.
Yes, final lot of things in 2020. It is the winter solstice today. We'll talk about that coming up. It's also Yule.
It is Yule.
Which is pretty cool. We'll talk about that. Humbug Day, I certainly hope you're not celebrating that.
No. No and bah humbugs here on this show this Monday morning.
That's right. And there's a, well, Laura and I were hopeful about Christmas Star Night tonight, but it doesn't look good AccuWeather-wise. We'll talk about all that and more. I wish I had some cookies. Why did I just say that? I'm sipping a hot cup of tea.
Maybe because I was a busy little elf over the weekend and delivered all the goodies to folks in the station.
Oh.
But you got yours in person.
I know.
You're special.
I see a present over here that says Chad on it. I think I'm going to rip it open and take care of it.
No, don't do that. That's so mean. That's for Chad Evans.
And there's your
humbug
day.
Don't be a Scrooge.
Yeah, there's your humbug day. Tom and Laura in the morning.
And 94KX.
News coming up next. Allie Stevens is in for Mark Lawrence. Gosh, he's collecting all the PTO possible before the end of the year. Also,
good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Also on the way, Rob the Sports Center with some pretty interesting things from the NFL yesterday. The Jets won. They were 0-13, but hey, they beat one of the better teams in the league. Congratulations, you now don't have the first draft pick. And AccuWeather is very disappointing because it's going to be cloudy with some snow showers. We'll explain that disappointment. Winter solstice today, sunrise at 7:28. Laura, like he said, sunset at 4:42.
Yeah. 4:42, that's super early.
Yeah, that's a dark day. Yule is today. I don't know if you say Merry Yule or Happy Yule or whatever.
Is it Happy Yule?
It just says Yule. So I'm thinking,
I'll say Good Yule.
There you
good
go.
Yule, yeah. Which is Merry Christmas in Norwegian.
Oh, it sounds like Good Yule to me. So yeah, I like it. It's Yule is a festive word you hear around Christmas time. You hear it in Christmas songs and stuff. But it's actually a holiday in itself. It predates Christmas by thousands of years.
Yeah, it's a season. It actually begins today and ends Friday, January 1st. So it goes into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a festival that was historically observed by the Germanic peoples.
Yep.
And they've connected the original celebrations of Yule to the Wild Hunt, the god Odin, and pagan Anglo-Saxon stuff.
Okay, that's way too much information. I'd just rather hang up some holly and some mistletoe, even though you can't use it, and lighting of bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, to celebrate Yule.
It could be dangerous if you live in a row house. Be careful. Anyway, it starts on the winter equinox, and like you said, it runs for a week or so, but Yule. Happy Yule? I don't know.
Happy Yule. Gul Yule.
Gul Yule.
That was good. Next week, we'll work on saying Happy New Year in Finnish, which is Onle Isto Otivota.
You could work on that. I'll be on vacation. It is also Humbug Day, and you can tell Laura and I are laughing already, so we're the farthest thing from humbug.
I was going to say, we're not Scrooges this morning. We're good.
Why do we celebrate Scrooges, Grinches, and Crumungeons, who suck all the fun out of the holidays? Because we all know
of dear old Mr. Charles Dickens.
I guess. You know, there's a Scrooge somewhere, everywhere. But it is Humbug Day. Wow. Now for the sad part, and Laura talked about it a little bit coming out of weather at the top of the hour. The Christmas star is visible tonight for the first time in 800 years, but we're not going to see it because it'll be cloudy here.
Maybe there will be a Christmas, or dare I say it, Yule miracle, and the clouds will part and the star will shine down, which actually isn't a star. It's the conjoining of Saturn and Jupiter,
yes.
Kind of like they're in alignment on top of each other, creating a really bright planet that shines all over the place.
Yes, but it is believed to have been exactly what the three kings were looking at, the wise men, whatever, when they traveled to Bethlehem. They're actually looking at two planets joined to make what was the Christmas star. That's putting a scientific
spin on
something, but
really, really cool.
I hope we get a peek. I hope we just get a little peek in central PA. But I don't think Steve is going to let us have a peek. He's got the AccuWeather forecast. It's coming up next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Why do I think of Saturday Night Live skits when I hear Frank Sinatra sing certain songs? I don't know. It's just like, Santa Claus, you better believe it, is coming to town. Whether it was Joe Pesci Joe Piscopo. I'm sorry. Joe Piscopo,
yes.
Or the guy after him who's also left the planet. Some corny Frank Sinatra songs just remind me of SNL skits.
SNL wasn't bad this past weekend. Kristen Wiig hosted, and mm-hmm. she debuted on television for the first time a brand new platinum blonde pixie haircut that was just amazing.
See, I didn't know that hair was new. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. It's new hair.
And when you get like a hair color and a cut change, you are actually debuting it? That's kind of exciting.
As a celebrity, I think that's a thing. Like they debut new hair. And then like tomorrow, it could be back down halfway to her doopy if she wants it with, you know, extensions or whatever. They have access to all kinds of
fake things. Fake hair. All right. I see.
This is real hair and it looked good. I liked SNL.
Yes.
This weekend. It was a good one.
It was. I got a dilemma, and I wonder if listeners have the same situation. Maybe you even have the same situation, Laura. Have you ordered anything for a Christmas gift, and it's you're tracking it, and it says it should arrive, and it hasn't?
Yes. So I actually, we celebrate, and we can talk about it tomorrow, but we celebrate this thing every year. This year, it's going to be a little different. It'll be outside. We're all wearing our ski suits tomorrow night. Happy birthday, baby Jesus and Anthony and Bryson now.
It's the annual party in Laura Good's family. Okay.
Yes. So my cousin Anthony, who was born on Christmas Eve, then my nephew Bryson, who was born on Christmas Day. But it started when I was a baby and my Uncle Sam didn't know what to do with this little thing at Christmas time, a.k.a. six-month-old me. So he brought a birthday cake for baby Jesus.
Okay.
And
it continues.
In my parents' backyard.
Okay. Now,
but I ordered cool things, and I'm not going to say what they're on the radio because I know that my family members listen.
They might be listening, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they are pending. They were supposed to be here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was updated. And then I got a message, and it was like, oh, your package will be delivered. And I was like, oh, on a Sunday? Cool.
Yeah.
Nothing came.
Didn't happen.
So then I went back in, and I looked. And I was like, oh, no, wait a second. It's showing that it's going to show up after Christmas now.
Oh, boy. And the party
and
is like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Okay. You're in more of a dilemma than I, because it's a Christmas present that I ordered. And it says it's in a warehouse in New Jersey.
New York or Elizabeth, New Jersey.
One of the COVID capitals of the country. And then it said it was shipped out, but that's the last I heard. 55% of us in this country have at least one gift they've ordered online that they have no idea if it'll show up by Christmas.
Here's the thing, though. I just feel like such an extraordinary amount of packages are being ordered this year. I read mm-hmm. a super interesting statistic. Last year, on average, a postal worker who had a delivery route mm-hmm. would deliver in a day right around 85 packages during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's inflated to this year?
It's well over 100. I know that.
160 packages on average.
Yes. That's another thing we're going to talk about later on, is the fact that we got to take it easy on our mail carriers.
Yes, it's not their fault. The processing facilities are backed up. We had a major winter storm. Mm-hmm. So tractor trailer traffic and flights and things that are bringing these things were stopped mm-hmm. for 48 hours.
Yes.
It's a problem.
For some reason, we treat like UPS and FedEx and Amazon guys as package delivery guys. We treat the mailman as just a mailman, little envelopes in the mailbox. That's not true. They've got packages, too, because they want to compete with these others. So they have got both. Your FedEx guy or your UPS guy isn't going to hand you a tiny little envelope with a greeting card in it, you know, but your mailman is. And the packages, too. So take it mm-hmm. easy on your mailman.
To do all of it. Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and don't blame them either. When something shows up late, don't yell at the delivery guy or the delivery girl. You can't do that. Because of this weird year we call 2020, most Americans are a little on the edge of their seat right now because there's something missing, including Laura and I. 45% of us will just show that person a photo on Christmas and say, here's what you're going to get sooner or later. I don't know if that helps you, Laura, tomorrow.
I have a backup plan in mind.
Okay.
Like I'm going to pick up a thing that kind of matches the gift that's waiting to
Good
be
idea.
Delivered. And then I'll give that little thing.
Good idea.
Plus some homemades.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the Christmas card, put like a little IOU.
Yes, 28% of us will give them an IOU note as a placeholder. 45% of us will just send a photo. Here's what you're getting as soon as it gets here. Wow. Well, good luck. Yeah.
And thank you to all of the delivery and postal people out there. I know that you're busting your bums.
Busting your buns.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94 KX.
We go.
News is next with sports and a peek at the AccuWeather forecast. We talked about mail carriers just a few minutes ago, Laura, and
we did,
and how we should take it easy on people with a tough job whose job gets even tougher. Here's a story.
We would be remiss not to mention all of sort of the services that have been ongoing during this pandemic. And we've mentioned them before.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to all of the delivery people, garbage men and women out there, etc. You know, working very, very hard.
Yes. And it's the little things. We always say pay it forward on this show. Be kind. The story of a mail carrier who found out something about one of her residents and she tried to help.
I told her not to put the mail in my mailbox because her and I are both touching it and I was positive with COVID. So I told her I would put a bucket in front of my door so she could just drop it in. I've been checking the front door every morning and then I saw that there was a bag with food.
She left, her mail carrier left her a Aww. Bag of groceries.
That's wonderful.
That is amazing. Now, there's a television commercial on for the Postal Service that says, at a great distance, we're keeping the holiday closer. Something like that. They have a great catchphrase because people can't be with their families. And there's a young female mail carrier who goes up on the porch to put the mail in the box, and she sees something, and she's looking around like, what is that? And as she's leaving the porch, she sees that one of the Christmas bulbs is loose. So she reaches over and tightens it.
And fixes it.
And smiles and steps away from the porch. And I'm thinking, that is just such a small feat. But it is like, this is what it's all about.
It's appreciated. That's mm-hmm. the thing. It's like the tiny little things that humans do for each other when no one else is watching. That's the stuff that makes you smile.
And there it is. So let's pay it forward, friends. For the rest of this holiday and on this Yule day, right?
Winter solstice, yes.
Let's make it a cool Yule.
Oh, cool Yule.
Yeah.
Well, it is chilly outside.
Yeah, keep on smiling. It's Monday, but it's a short work week, and Christmas is Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddies coming up. We have a classic comedy bit about the Christmas robe. You know, sometimes you get a robe. I don't know. It's no big deal, but
I love a fuzzy robe.
Jim Gaffigan seems to think it's funny. We'll check that out. My grandma used to give all of us little Morganzos pajamas every year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Christmas PJs.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, much would rather have a Tonka truck, Grandma. Right. But, you know, whatever. At least you knew the pajamas were coming. I don't know about a Christmas robe. Details on that. Hey, we just talked about being kind to delivery people. We have somebody on the line. I hope she's still with us. You said you have a story as well?
My 19-year-old son last night decided to put out snacks and drinks for our mail carriers this week and our delivery people.
Oh, that's a great idea. You leave cookies for Santa Claus. Why not leave some cookies for your mail carrier?
Yep, he put out soda and little bags of snack chips and left a sign that said, take a break on us, have a drink and a snack, and thank you for everything you did.
Great idea. What's your son's name?
Alexander Sabo.
Alexander, thank you. That's a typical, that's an example of what we're talking about here with Tom and Laura. Pay it forward, do something kind, right?
Yep, and absolutely. He did put it out this morning, so we're hoping that our mail carriers and our delivery people can enjoy it this week.
Well, thank you for the story. We appreciate it, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you, you too.
Wow, wow, wow,
yay!
Wow, wow.
Yay. That's awesome.
You hear so many bad things about teenage kids, and they're not bad. I mean, kids are kids. Well, let's start telling the good stories. Her teenage son leaving snacks and drinks for delivery personnel. Maybe even the garbage man, too. Hey, come on up on the porch. Have yourself a Coke and a smile. You know what I mean? I mean, that's pretty amazing. I don't know where she's
absolutely
from.
Absolutely fantastic.
The good news. Yeah, let's talk about the good news, all right? It's been a tough 2020 on everybody. Let's hear some good stories. The Ford Fun Line always open, and even on our Facebook page, right, Laura? Let's hear some good stuff.
That's right. You can comment 94KX Facebook page, Instagram page. You can text us 49330 or give us a call. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices.
Yes, and your kind stories. I wonder what prompted him to do that. Was it something he saw on TV? Was it just a kind
possibly
thought?
Or else maybe it was just, you know, an idea he had and decided to do it, which is awesome.
Maybe more kids will do the same, or parents or whatever, do the same for our delivery people and the guy that plows your road, the guy that picks up your garbage, whatever. Let's pay it forward. Pretty cool. Birthday buddy still to come. Again, Jim Gaffigan with classic comedy and a whole lot more. Mm-hmm.
It's Tom and Larry in the Morning, 94KX.
Day.
Love that song. Love that man. Harry Styles with Tom and Laura in the Morning. Movie Mike just around the corner. He's going to talk about tattoo removal. Ouch.
Yeah. And actually, there's a celebrity who is in the process of removing most, if not all, of his tattoos.
All of them, because he's tired of 4 hours in the makeup room to cover them up.
So, yeah, and his fans are, like, upset about it.
Yep, that story coming up and the dismal box office numbers given this COVID year of 2020. Earlier this morning, if you were with us, we talked about the Christmas star will be visible tonight. Unfortunately, our AccuWeather forecast is cloudy with snow showers, but maybe we'll catch a glimpse of something we haven't seen in 800 years.
How cool is it
that
the great convergence is happening on the winter solstice? I'm a little bit, where's Michelle Mertz when we need her? We're all a little bit witchy inside.
I think so.
This has to have some kind of like energy, significance, something. And I'm hoping that it's good.
Yes, Saturn and Jupiter will align and create a brilliant glow, which was thought to be the Christmas star, the Star of Bethlehem, and biblical references of the wise men following the star. The last time anyone saw it was in the year 1226. Holy cow!
Wow, that's insane. Maybe this is the point in time when actually we were unaware of it, but we were on the dark side, right? And now we're going to be moving into the light because it's occurring on the solstice, which is the darkest day of the year. And as of 5:01 a.m. this morning, Eastern time, we went into meteorological winter.
Yes.
But now the days get longer, so we're already moving towards the light. So maybe tonight is when we flip the switch to the good side of the force.
I certainly hope 2021 will be better than 2020.
Can you see I'm like clinging to it?
Yes. There's almost a sound of desperation in your voice.
Can we just flip the switch and get on to the good side of the force, please?
I just want a glimpse of it. It's going to be cloudy, so I'll be looking between the clouds tonight. But our text club members, They're interesting people. Kurt says, Tom, did you say Jupiter will align with Mars? Shucks, it's Saturn. If Jupiter and Mars align, then peace will guide our planet. You could use this one linked to your Be Kind campaign. Look, you know, people don't know any better. The stoners don't care, and the rest of us will just... Well, just play along with your idea. LOL, have a good day. I mean, thank you, Kurt, but we're not going to lie about what planets are aligning. And then...
No, it's Saturn and Jupiter.
That's right. He wanted it to be Jupiter and Mars, because that means peace.
Isn't that the dawning of the age of Aquarius?
Exactly.
Okay.
So there you go. So, you know, Kurt, great idea, but we can't change which planets are aligning tonight. And then Joel says, are you ready for this one?
Probably not.
Joel says, the great conjunction. I love it. Does that mean there will be rings around Uranus?
I didn't expect that.
These are our listeners.
Oh my gosh. Technically speaking, we are entering into the age of Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. So it's going to begin as Saturn and Jupiter align and move into the air sign that is Aquarius for the majority of 2021.
I'm so glad you went Bill Nye the Science Guy on us instead of giving more jokes about Uranus.
No.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Hey, Live star Pete Davidson announced that he's getting his tattoos removed. The comedian made the remark during a virtual Q&A with director Judd Apatow and the cast of the movie The King of Staten Island. Davidson, who reportedly has more than 100 tattoos, says that it takes 3 to 4 hours in a makeup chair to cover them up when working, so he decided, quote, it would be easier to get them all burned off. His tattoos include political figures like Hillary Clinton and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as well as tributes to movies he likes, including Mars Attacks and Jaws. Jeremy Bullock, the actor best known for portraying intergalactic bounty hunter Boba Fett in the first Star Wars trilogy, died late last week. According to Bullock's website, the actor died following health complications, including several years living with Parkinson's disease. He was 75. Bullock played Boba Fett in 1980's The Empire Strikes Back and 1983's Return of the Jedi. He later became a fixture on the Star Wars convention circuit and would reply to all the fan mail sent to him. He is survived by his wife, 3 sons, and 10 grandchildren. And looking at the box office, such as it is, Monster Hunter opened in the number one spot with a whopping $2.2 million. The Croods: A New Age was second with $2 million. The Hilary Swank thriller Fatale opened in third place with just $925,000. The re-release of Will Ferrell's Elf came in fourth with $365,000. And Half Brothers rounds out the top five with $260,000. Those are your entertainment stories for today. I wish all of you a very happy holiday.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We won't be on the air Friday. It's Christmas Day, so Mike won't be back. So Merry Christmas, Mike, right?
Merry Christmas, Michael.
He's got those two boys probably all stoked up waiting for Santa Claus to come.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what I just thought of?
What's
Jordan,
that?
Mike's youngest son. We haven't seen him in so long. Imagine how huge he is now.
He's a big boy. I was thinking the same thing while Mike was talking. I was thinking, boy, he's going to have a great Christmas this year. He's got.
Oh my gosh! I bet he's into everything. Jordan was my buddy in the studio. I would just hold him and we'd play with my microphone.
Yep. He's got sons. What, like 2 and 9? Is Jordan 2? I don't even know if he's 2 yet. He must be. I don't know.
Yes.
I lose track of all that stuff.
So boy.
Oh boy. Anyway, news is coming up next. Allie's in for Mark. Mark's burning some PTO, which I hate that expression, but that's personal time off.
It's paid time off, friend. It's paid time off, and you use it or lose it.
Yep. So you could use it any personal way you want. If you're not even sick, but your sick days are lumped in with your vacation days and your personal days.
Listen.
Take them.
You're so, just don't get scroogey on me on humbug day, okay?
Let
our Mario enjoy his time off around Christmas. You're taking off next week, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who's making the trek up the hill for you?
You are.
There it is. So be nice.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a part of me that's sad that I'll be off next week because you'll be in the studio and I won't. It's like there's a force out there like a Star Wars movie trying to keep us apart.
We're only allowed to be together at Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg, where it's well worth the drive down Route 45.
Rocking you into a Monday morning, it's Tom and Laura. In the morning, a short work week, the first official day of winter, winter solstice, Yule season. The Christmas star tonight, if we could see it. There's a lot happening today. Wow.
I like it. Also, I've really, really sort of, I've dove in deep on this whole dawning of a new astrological age thing today.
Maybe too deep?
No, I'm here for it.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
I'm really excited because apparently these planets, this is a big deal. They both move super slowly. They don't have like the 365 rotation that Earth does, right?
Right.
So right. Saturn only switches every 2.5 years, while Jupiter spends about 1 year in alignment, so similar to our own, but they never converge like this.
No, it's been 800 years since we can see the Christmas star, as it is called. 800 years, and there's a pretty good chance we're going to miss it tonight, because it's going to be cloudy.
I hope not.
I hope somebody captures it and puts it on, I don't know, social media, on the social network media. News. I don't care. I want to see it. But I would like to see it for real and not a video or a photo, but whatever.
We'll I don't see. Know. Apparently, Jupiter has like a magnifying effect that it makes everything seem bigger and brighter, which makes sense as it aligns with Saturn and blows it on up together into the Christmas star. Mm. But basically, as we transition, I hope that today can kind of be like a kickoff into a beautiful winter.
Yes.
And also maybe better times to come.
Yes, a beautiful holiday season into a beautiful winter. And yes, please, a better 2021. On the way, as seen on TV, as Christmas gifts, some classic comedy. And I'm a little confused over the top Christmas songs of all time. It really depends on who you're looking at.
Oh, also, I think it depends. How old are you? What are your own personal Christmas traditions?
And do you listen to the Tom and Laura Christmas Carol Off? It all ties in.
All of Central Pennsylvania loves the Carol Off.
Details on the way. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
News is coming up next. Allie has that. Rob, the Sports Center, with some of NFL's surprises yesterday. And Steve's got a forecast. It'll be cloudy, so maybe we won't see the Christmas star. We may have to wait another 800 years. Yikes.
No. Yikes. I actually got a really cool text message from my mom.
Okay.
She said, while they might not be in perfect alignment, we could still see it tomorrow.
Really?
Because the planets move so slowly. They move so slowly. So, it's like, tonight is the night, right? Like,
right.
But tomorrow, it'll still be visible.
Let me see. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy.
Mostly cloudy.
Wednesday, cloudy again. Thursday, cloudy and rainy. I don't know. Okay, Boucher, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Winters.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm a little confused. I'm reading articles. I'm getting ready for our Carol Off on Wednesday, and I'm doing some research of favorite Christmas songs because, you know, I'm very competitive and I want to win the Carol Off.
It's not a win-or-lose situation, Tom. It's just for bragging rights and to spread Christmas cheer.
Oh, that's what you say, but I know what you're thinking.
Ever since that time you and news guy Matt did a duet that just cleared the house, man.
Yeah, I mean, we harmonized, but last year you hired a choir.
Well, see, I'm a little competitive.
I'm going to have to sing by myself in my home on delay.
I'm thinking...
Actually, no.
Yeah, the
no,
delay
gonna
is...
My, I'm yeah. going to use my stereo.
Okay. I'm thinking about bringing in the Ray Conniff singers, but most of them are dead, including Ray Conniff.
So Ray Conniff.
What am I supposed to do this year?
You're supposed to just give it your all on your own.
All right, so I'm researching, and wonder if Tiny Tim is still alive. Tiny Tim.
I love the warble.
The warble. Josh Groban has it. Chicks dig it. Tiny Tim had it. Nobody liked
it. Over-exaggerated vibrato.
That's exactly what it is. Considered to be the worst version ever of the one of the favorites ever.
No.
Tiny Tim's Silent Night. Yeah, at least I won't sound like that on Wednesday. I'm thinking of taking the grovelly voice and going blues on everybody again. Yeah.
Okay. I have to admit, I'm really struggling to find a song.
So am I. So am I. I'll be honest. So am I. I mean, I was listening to the Eagles the other day, and I was thinking, mm-hmm. I could take my raspy voice and say, bells will be ringing.
Oh, good job. Sad song.
You know, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe we could go even more bluesy. I don't know. But I do know one thing. It happens this Wednesday, and you don't want to miss it, friends.
I might go Dolly.
Oh.
I believe in Santa Claus, right? It's a great song. Her and Kenny Rogers.
Oh, who are you going to get to be Kenny then? Are you going to grab Keith, though, out of his office, his home office?
Maybe Keith will participate. I don't know.
Keith and Laura, or wait, Dolly and Kenny, or is it Kenny and Dolly? How'd they book that?
Ooh, I think Dolly comes first. Come on.
Okay, Laura and Keith. How's that?
It's Keith and Laura. It sounds better, Keith and Laura.
Oh, boy. Whatever. Guys, you got to listen Wednesday. It's the, fifth annual, fifth annual, tenth annual?
Fourth annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol Off. But this year, I feel like I want folks to call in and sing us a song from the car. Maybe you're driving to school. Maybe you're staying at home. Maybe you're working from home. Maybe you're doing the virtual thing. I want people to, call and sing to us because we can't gather everyone in the studio like
That's
we did
right.
last year. No Movie Mike, no Amy Knight, no Chris Elio, no Matt Catrillo.
No anybody, no Murphy, the morning show dog, the owl.
No Ray Conniff singers.
That's it. So yes, this could be, even in the weird COVID year we live in, this could end up being the best ever Tom and Laura Karloff.
It could be. And then next year we'll be all together and it'll be bigger and better and maybe we'll get Beyonce.
Wow! Be here Wednesday morning.
Of course. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
94KX, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, and Wise Marcus have teamed up with the old Kmart, otherwise known as W&L Nissan there in Shamokin Dam. You know where the old Kmart was.
And we're going, yes, indeed.
We're going to give away free milk to needy families on Wednesday. Sounds good.
It's been set up social distancing style, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone can begin to line up at 12:45. Anyone arriving earlier will be asked to leave and return. So 12:45 is the time to start lining up at the W&L Nissan lot, which is the former Kmart location in Shamokin Dam. And then they're providing 10,000 gallons of free milk to residents of the Susquehanna Valley.
That's pretty cool. You can receive up to 2 gallons of free milk per car, okay? And please, like Laura said, social distance, which basically means remain in your vehicle, pop the trunk or the hatch, and they will take care of the rest. Big thank you to Wise Markets and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way for making this all happen. And good luck on Wednesday. Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans coming up next. Laura likes to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Are we going into the heavens to look at the stars?
It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
I knew this was coming.
Where's the fifth dimension? Is it a flashback Friday? Can we have that song, please?
No, it's not, and no, we can't. It is the winter solstice.
It's a great song.
But the whole idea of the conjunction and whatever, we call it the Christmas star tonight. That's very exciting.
It's super exciting. Mm. Check it out if you can. Now, the sun is peeking through the clouds, so I am holding out hope that we will be able to see it this evening.
Yes, I hope we can get a peek as well. Happy winter solstice, everyone.
Yes, it is the shortest day with the longest night, and my thought for the day is some winter solstice blessings.
Okay.
May the longest night and the shortest day bring rest to your mind and soul, I pray. May you find guidance and may you find peace as the cycle of light will now slowly increase. Embrace the magic that the darkness bears. Breathe deep in the chill and feel the shift in the air. May you always be blessed with the light from within and may well-being be yours as this new cycle begins.
Perfect. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.